we're developing a society because of all of these different toxins known to affect brain function. We're seeing a society that not only has a lot more people of lower IQ, but a lot fewer people of higher IQ. So everyone's sort of mediocre. That leaves them dependent on government because they can't excel. We have these people of lower IQ who are totally dependent. Then we have this mass of people who are going to believe anything they're told because they can't really think clearly. And very few people of very high IQ who have good cognitive function who can figure this all out. And that's what they want. So, you know, you can kind of piece it together as to why they are so insistent in spending so many hundreds of millions of dollars of propaganda money to dumb down society.
This is I think that this bomber isn't Al-Qaeda, isn't anything like that. He's more like those 9/11 was an inside job kind of guys. They protesting in a violent way, but in a violent way almost like the echo terrorists, where they don't intend to inflict casualties.
Yeah, but they do it in the middle of the night.
He's making a political point.
They could have killed people with it had it been in the day, but they choose to do it at 3 a.m.
The cops have to go over there, and we just talked with the commissioner. He has to go over and say, does that camera still have a security camera? Hey, can we see that? There's no master grid of all the cameras.
A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them, or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Shut up.
Why did you have to tell him you were an atheist if you didn't have any trouble reading the oath? Why didn't you just shut up?
What Jimmy Carter should do is privately give Mr. Bush's opinion and shut up publicly. That would be best for the country.
And it is our duty as loyal Americans to shut up once the fighting begins. Once the war against Saddam begins, we expect every American to support our military. And if they can't do that, to shut up.
Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
What is Fox News? It's just a parade of propaganda, isn't it? It's just a festival of ignorance. What? Why, a million people are dead in Iraq. Come on, this is ridiculous. What's the point of this? This is insane. Go outside. Go hug
Lee,
your children.
You should be more.
Well,
Lee,
Fox
you should
News
be more worried.
Love your family. You know,
and you get all the news at Fox News. All the news you can at Fox News.
Many infectious diseases can be brought completely under control when vaccination against them is practiced universally.
We want people to be more educated because we don't feel like the truth is being told about thimerosal and about vaccines and about what the harm that it's doing to our children.
People have to realize that these flu vaccines contain thimerosal. Thimerosal is a mercury preservative, which has been directly linked to the autism epidemic that we have seen burst onto the scene over the past 10, 15 years.
Dr. Kurt Wohler believes the preservative is fueling a sharp rise in autism. One in 5,000 children had the developmental disorder in the late 1980s. Now one in 166 kids lives with autism.
An increase in the amount of thimerosal injected into their bodies. Dr. Boyd Haley is a mercury poisoning expert at the University of Kentucky. He believes it is possible thimerosal could be responsible for neurological brain damage, especially for children who don't naturally get mercury out of their system.
It's one of the most toxic compounds I know of. I mean, I can't think of anything that's absolutely more lethal.
You can see that in this University of Calgary experiment. Mercury quickly destroys this neuron.
It's really medical insanity. Just still allowing this neurotoxin that has damaged thousands and thousands of kids. I can't tell you, I'm really sick and tired of seeing one kid after the next come through my office who I know, clear cut, has been damaged by thimerosal in their vaccines.
Thimerosal is a preservative that's been in vaccines for decades, so literally hundreds of millions of people have received thimerosal.
As it turns out, we are injecting our children with 400 times the amount of mercury that FDA or EPA considers safe. A child on his first day that he's born is injected with a hepatitis B shot. Under EPA guidelines, he would have to be 275 pounds to safely absorb that shot.
For years, science didn't support suspicions about the preservative. But recently, the National Autism Association used CDC's own data to conclude children are 27 times more likely to develop autism with exposure to mercury-containing vaccines.
99% of the public really doesn't even realize that mercury is being used as a preservative in the vaccinations that they're taking themselves and giving their children. So, in essence, you know, they're just blindly lining up to get flu shots.
Edward L. Bernays is regarded by many as the father of public relations. He was born in Vienna, Austria. Bernays was the nephew of Sigmund Freud. Bernays pioneered the use of psychology and other social sciences to design public persuasion campaigns. He published several scholarly works still used in universities worldwide today. And he also spearheaded the national campaign to fluoridate the water supply of America through the fluoridationist of the Public Health Service.
This is one pollutant that we capture in the phosphate fertilizer industry. And having captured it, we can't dump it into the sea, but we put it into our own drinking water. It's extraordinary.
Fluoride in our water supply is a very real and ever-present risk to our population at large.
Dennis, let's make sure we're clear on this. Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste, but it's actually a poison, right?
It sure is, and here's the quickest evidence. Go to your bathroom and pick up your toothpaste, and you'll see a warning that if a child swallows more than a pea-sized amount of toothpaste, call poison control.
Wow.
The protected pollutant status that fluoride enjoys within EPA and other federal establishments is remarkable, as the charts over here show.
Last November, concerns over excess fluoride prompted the American Dental Association to warn parents not to mix baby formula with tap water during an infant's first 12 months.
Phyllis Mullenix found that fluoride in very modest doses produces effects in laboratory animals resembling attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder.
She says, "Do you have any idea what you're saying?" And he says, "You're telling us that we're reducing the IQ of children." And basically I said, "Yes."
Scientists like Nobel Prize winner Arvid Carlson and a large group of EPA scientists have called for the banning of fluoride because we don't know how much we're ingesting, so we don't know if we're being poisoned.
Fluoride can also build up in the bones to cause pain, stiff joints, and skeletal abnormalities when they get older.
It's a cumulative poison. It just gradually builds up and it gradually causes harm.
Do you know when fluoride was first put in drinking water? In the Nazi concentration camp. Stands back in amazement, can't believe it. This is Charles Perkins, a chemist who wrote to the Lee Foundation for Nutritional Research, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in 1954, and this is what he wrote. In the 1930s, Hitler and the German Nazis envisaged a world to be dominated and controlled by a Nazi philosophy of pan-Germanism. The German chemists worked out a very ingenious and far-reaching plan of mass control, which was submitted to and adopted by the German General Staff. This plan was to control the population in any given area through mass medication of drinking water supplies. By this method, they could control the population in whole areas, reduce population by water medication that would induce sterility in women and so on. In this scheme of mass control, sodium fluoride occupied a prominent place. That's what it's about.